Acquisition number 13138, Reel 4.
Captain Crawley, Reel 4. You were just saying that that native crew was, by that you meant Lascars from India.
Yeah. Lascars, yes. And, it was, as far as we were concerned, it was a pretty good job, you know, to steer in the ship, and our duties were, a lot of canvas stitching and things like that, you know, and stuff. But it was quite a good number, really.
What was your next memories of meeting the enemy?
Oh, we were going to pick up survivors on the Castalia. We were flagship of the convoy. When did we run that to? Because she carried 100 passengers. I think it was 100. See, the faster... She was an old ship built about... And I forget whether it was 1904 or 1907. And she was an old passenger ship. And with them claiming all the passenger ships from trooping during the war, they doubled up the capacity of passengers on this ship, like doubled up the berths in the cabins and that, and carried extra passengers. And so it was quite a happy ship as well. But we were going out, we had a couple of ships torpedoed, and I remember all the passengers cheering when the destroyer was coming alongside for orders and that. We had the Commodore on board. But of course, the escort, of course, didn't take orders from the Commodore convoy. Like, they had their own setup. Commodore convoy was sort of liaising with the escort.
Now, you said that your next ship was lost, the SS Clearpool was lost in the Humber.
That's right.
How did that happen?
Well, I don't think we should have left, because the steering gear was faulty, but we should have had it fixed. You see, we got in the lockpits, left late on an ebbing tide, you see, got through the lockpits, and the steering gear went wrong, and next thing she settled on this bank, and with a falling tide, it wasn't long before she settled on the bank, and she broke her back.
This was at Salt End?
Off Salt End, yeah.
Near Hull?
Yeah. I think they blew her up at the finish, later on, after the war, like.
But the enemy weren't involved in that at all?
No. People say we sunk on D-Day. It's right. We never got no further than Salt End.
It was actually the 6th of June 1944.
D-Day.
Actual D-Day.
Oh, that's right. Well, we come ashore after being on that night on this bank. That's when we got to know the invasion had taken place. First we knew about it.
Now, I think at the end of the war, you actually tried to get a pardon from the Royal Navy.
That's right. Well, when the Jap War finished, we were approaching Calcutta. So, on arrival in Calcutta, I posted a letter off to the CNC Devonport, which had been my depot in the Navy. And I explained to him how I'd been in the merchant service all the war, and requested a pardon. So when I got home, back came the reply, "Dear sir, there's no form of pardon for deserters, but your services are no longer required. Regard the questions about your identity, see your local registration officer." So the chap of the Seaman's Union, a fellow called Tarbutton, was a JP, he had me swear out an affidavit, and they changed my name. And
Yes, you've actually got this letter here that you mentioned from the office of the Commander-in-Chief, Mount Wise, Devonport. It's dated the 20th of September, 1945. And the captain says that that although the Admiralty have ruled that there is no form of pardon authorised for deserters, it is not desired to claim you for further service in the Royal Navy.